Up and Adam this morning, and when you think of Sounds by the River and the Red Hot Summer Tour, you think hot weather, big crowds, and iconic Aussie acts. Well, the weather might be slightly milder in late March. The crowds might be COVID safe, but the Aussie acts will be as iconic as it gets. And the man out the front of one of those acts is the Hoodoo Gurus, Dave Faulkner. He joins us from Sydney this morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's nice to be talking to someone interstate with some sort of both of our states with some sort of freedom this morning.
I know. I'm really happy about what's happened over there because it was looking frightful for a while last week.
Was a little bit, which is good news for us and indeed for lovers of music who want to come and see you. How's your 2020 been?
Oh, are you kidding? It's been disgraceful. One of the worst years ever. What has to, you know, everyone's just having a miserable time. But certainly musicians have had it harder than many. You know, we've been, we're the first out and we're the last back. But luckily, that's starting to change now.
Indeed. I've noticed that one of your comrades in the Red Hot Summer Tour, Jimmy Barnes, has been taking, well, he's been doing concerts left, right and centre virtually. Have you you got the Zoom out yet?
We've done a little bit, but not much. We did something for Triple M a while back. We did a half dozen songs for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a couple of shows like I think called The State of Music. We did a couple of songs.
Nice.
We also just recently did a song for a magazine in Sydney called Happy Magazine. And they had us in the studio doing one track. They filmed it and put it on the net. So that's out there if people want to look up that.
Lovely. And before we talk anything else, is that because you've been working on something for next year?
Well, we are working on a new album, but actually those sort of things have been distracting us.
Right, of course, yes.
Because, mostly we've been rehearsing and recording. So we've still a long way to go. We're halfway finished now. We've just finished last week on a batch of songs we'd just done recently, and we're going to start again in the beginning of the new year and finish it off.
Dave, I'm reading here that this is this new album is in lieu of a 40th anniversary celebration, and I find that that's just a misprint, surely.
It was always planned that we're going to do the album for next year, but yes, it is our 40th anniversary, which is a very strange notion.
Right.
This New Year's Eve, 40 years ago, we formed the band. And in fact, just the other day, I did a little Zoom chat with Kimball and Rod, who are the guys that formed the group with me, and we just sort of went and reminisced about it. And I'm going to put that on the YouTube or something on New Year's Eve, just as a little sort of to memorialise that day.
Excellent, but in not too long, you get to pack the Marshalls and sit them in a bus and
the
get
Maxwell's
them.
In my case, Maxwell's and Brad.
Right, sorry.
Tender, so you've got to get it right.
Indeed, sorry about that. And and put them on a bus and send them around the country. Performing
exactly.
In Tassie, in Queensland, Western Australia, and indeed here as well, with Sounds by the River in Manham, and then
Sold out. By the way, I just found out the other day.
Yes, indeed.
So, we're talking about something that everyone has already decided to go to, which is nice.
Yeah, indeed, and there's still some tickets available through Ticketmaster for the Sepultsfield.
Oh, really? I thought it was fully sold out.
Just for the Sepultsfield one in the Barossa, which is the next day.
Yeah, of course.
So if you want to go to the Barossa and that gorgeous Sepultsfield winery and see the acts, you can. Now you'll be touring with some heavy hitters, of course. I mean, you don't tour with lightweights nowadays, Dave. Of course, 40 years in the business.
it's good to get a bit of a crew together. We're actually the ones that have been gathered by them. It's Jimmy's show, and we're playing on with him.
Handpicked.
But also, of course, he's got his brother-in-law, Mark Lizotte, Diesel,
yes.
And, Vicar and Linda, and I think John Stevens, and, of course, Chris Chaney.
Yes.
Living End has got doing his solo thing. He's got a solo album coming out, I believe, so that's kind of exciting.
Nice to tour with a fellow who knows how to turn up a guitar to 11.
Absolutely, Chris is fantastic, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he's up to now.
Unreal. Of course, this is a COVID-safe event, as we all have to say, Dave, and tickets only available through ticketmaster.com.au. There was,
I think COVID-safe. I mean, these outdoor shows, they're kind of like that anyway.
Right.
It's outdoors, it's safe, and people be sitting on blankets, that's all.
That's exactly.
Really a big difference.
And they're just 4 square metre blankets, that's all. It's fine.
I guess so.
That's right.
That's good, actually, keep people off your blanket.
Right. exactly. And it means you don't have to tell the tall bloke in the front to sit down. It's perfect. Looking forward to it. Saturday, the 27th of March, of course, at Manham Sounds by the River, sold out. But look, who isn't excited about that? The next day, the Sunday, the 28th of March, Seppelsfield in the Barossa, ticketmaster.com.au. Dave, all the best with getting here.
Thank you. Looking forward to it immensely.
Entertaining the folks, and of course, and hopefully, we'll get to have you back to talk about an album next year.
Oh, don't you worry, that's happening.
Excellent. Dave Faulkner from the Hoota Gurus, thanks for joining us this morning.
Cheers. See you later.